everyone. This is Anushka, WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio, and you're listening to Vespertine Reverie. And today we have special guest star, Vinay Arun.
Hey guys. I'm very blessed right now to be surrounded by such beautiful people, and I'm happy to be here, actually.
Oh, it's lovely. And Stuart's here as well, Stuart James.
Hello, Medford.
Okay.
And so, for the next song we're gonna do... actually, I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you guys think about Joaquin Phoenix?
I think I know that Vinay just watched, from his letterbox, I saw that he just watched Come On, Come On with Joaquin Phoenix. And he said that he cried a lot during it.
I couldn't stop bawling. It was really sad. And it made me feel so good inside, though.
Really? Yeah, feel-good movie?
It was very wholesome and feel-good.
Yeah.
A lot about family, though. And as we know, family and kinship is really fucked up, but also... there's some good things about it. And, you know, that movie just made me realize those special moments with family and with friends, of course, just matter a lot. Also, that's what the Christmas season's about, so thank God we're coming into this space and this realm of time where we can admire family in the ways we usually don't during the year, you know?
Oh, wow.
Totally agree.
That's really beautiful. I actually don't want to watch that movie with Joaquin Phoenix. Vicky really wants me to watch it, but I said no because it seems like it would be really sad, and from what I've heard, it is incredibly sad. And I think, you know, as most young women do, I have a bad relationship with my father. Let's hear it for the girls with bad relationships with their fathers.
And this is a perfect time for our PSA of the hour. Hey everyone! Let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. Felt good, huh? Of course, they don't know... of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. Doesn't really matter. Because every time dads take a moment like that to spend time with their kids, it's pretty momentous. So take a moment to take a moment today. Call 877-4-DAD-DAD 411, or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You know, I actually think it's interesting they have to make a dad about that. I mean, not a dad.
Freudian slip, am I right? Freudian slip.
Like, some announcement about that, because it really just shows how fucked fatherhood is.
They don't have to make an announcement like that for moms.
They don't. No, they don't.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah. This is a lot about society, actually.
That's so true.
Yeah.
It really makes you think.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, fuck dads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Next we'll be playing I Have the Moon by Lush.
Blinded by the blue you have the sun, I have the moon.
I'd like to apologize because earlier in the show, Vinay did say a swear, which we're not allowed to do.
Well, we don't need to bring it up again.
Should I say it again?
Fuck. Yeah, do it.
No!
Fuck. Yeah, I'm just transgressing all the boundaries for the show right now. I'm the special guest. That's
why
how it works.
Why am I in a ball right now? crying and soaking in my own tears.
You should see him right now.
He's been soaked.
Yeah, he's literally on the floor right now, covered in his blood, tears, and cum.
No.
Wait, that's not a swear word.
That's not okay.
Honestly, that's worse than the last
one. Yeah, that's worse.
It's way more graphic.
Oh. That put a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, me too. I don't know why I said it, honestly.
Honestly, what public radio is about is making mistakes and learning from them, all in the public sphere. So, let's do that.
Yeah, no, I mean, what would they expect from 20-year-olds? 20?
I'm 20. 19,
okay.
20. You're 19?
I'm 19. Yeah,
wow. 18?
19.
I'm a Leo, actually, by the way.
Yeah, you're Leo.
Oh.
I'm an Aries, but I'm a Leo moon. So I'm a Cancer rising, so my moon is rules my chart. So I think I'm technically a Leo,
yeah,
but an Aries as well.
Every time I ask my parents for my birth certificate, they just refuse to give it out. I've asked them like 17 times, and they just refuse to do it every time. So I don't know what my moon is, or... Is it
called
rising or something?
Yeah, the rising is the only one where birth time matters.
Yeah.
All the other ones, it doesn't matter really as much.
And I think all rising tells you is other people's first impression of you, right?
No, that's just some idiocy that CoStar tells you.
Okay, so what's your authority?
I read many Wikipedia articles. That's my authority.
Yeah.
I read Wikipedia.
I think is actually super reputable.
Me too. I usually
do. You donate to them?
Yes.
Really?
I trust Wikipedia since it's basically peer edited, but by like actual peers. You know, I trust Wikipedia far more than a friggin' David Brooks editorial, the New York Times.
True.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so, bud.
These goddamn op-eds.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Gosh darn!
Is it profanity?
No.
Goddamn.
In the eyes of the Bible, yeah, but. I think
the eyes of the Bible, it's not there.
It is.
Because
you
God
can't...
and damn, separate things. Combined?
Combined?
Profanity.
You found the loophole.
Yeah. But fuck, though, is
oh, no!
Fuck is not in the Bible. Let's be clear here.
It's the end.
Stu just left the room. It's a shame.
Yeah.
You know, I deleted CoStar because they kept telling me shit about, like... Oh, sorry.
Is he just not even trying?
I keep forgetting. They kept telling me stuff like, I would wake up in the morning and they would say, you're gonna have a horrible day and your life sucks. And I was like, okay, fine. And then it happened and I was like, okay,
damn,
CoStar's right. So I had to delete it.
Well, funny story, in high school one time, I woke up and my CoStar said... it's a Pisces moon, like, you need to rest today and, like, relax. And so I stayed home from school. I just didn't go.
Yeah, CoStar has a lot of power, man.
Yeah, one time I woke up, like, 15 minutes late, and so I was maybe, like, an hour late to school. Crazy.
That doesn't add up.
That wasn't CoStar's doing.
Bus times staggered.
Yeah. Well, that's not CoStar, though. That's the bus.
Who said it? Anyways. So our next song is, I think, Mozart.
Anyway, sunsets in my bedroom. I got a red room, it is a red eye when the sunsets in my bedroom. It feels like I'm inside a flower. It feels like I'm inside my in my bedroom. I got a bedroom, it is a red eye when the sun sets in my bedroom. I got a bedroom, it is a red eye when the sun sets in my bedroom. It feels like a moon inside of flowers. It feels like a moon inside my anyway.
right. As we listen to Underclass by King Cruel, I'd like to, with Vinay, mic four.
Guys, Stu keeps making crazy gestures. I don't know what he's...
It is on. Yeah. No, it's not.
Thanks a lot, Stu.
Just because I'm a woman doesn't mean you can say I'm doing it wrong. Anyway, so I'd just like to give a quick shout out to Honoré and Su Yun for not tuning into my show and listening to their Spotify playlist. I see that Honoré is listening to Amoeba by Clairo. That's a good choice. Not.
Clairo's an industry player. Let's not forget it. No, we know her dad is like the CEO.
Yeah, she's
of Pepsi.
A little nepotism baby. She is. Yeah. Now she's like, I'm just like that one girl. What is her name?
I'm that one white girl who has a popular song on YouTube.
No. She's like obsessed with that one artist and like she named her dog after it.
Oh, I have no idea.
What's.
What?
Her dog's name after it. Look it up.
You want me to look it up?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Vinay, we have a question prepared for you. What do you think about the movie series Twilight?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Innes for putting me on. But the first movie was literally fantastic. I was so immersed in it, and there was a lot of like erotic. I mean, this is just how it works. It was like made, I guess, like. Erotic film.
It's so erotic.
Yeah.
I even mentioned that in my review, and I was like, hell yeah, like it is erotic, Vinay.
Yeah.
Wet t-shirts, all I gotta say.
I don't think they've saw that.
I don't remember
that in Twilight. Hey, Vinay, do you remember that time when we were cooking dinner and you were like, did you guys hear that Clairo died? And she hadn't died. She was like fully alive when you said that.
Yeah, I wish I could have just said it right now. That you bringing about. Guys, Clairo died, apparently. She had an aneurysm.
And you said that you like loved listening to Bags and that you listened to Bags all day.
I was
and then you made us listen to Bags? Like,
I love that song like that. Yeah, that was great. I felt so pure and I felt like a 17-year-old white girl. It was awesome. Yeah.
Looks like we have a caller.
Oh!
Caller time.
Okay. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. This is Ivana and Innie.
Hey.
Oh my God. I'm calling in to say that we're listening to your show and we're loving the tunes and we want to give a special shout out to the guest host, Vinay.
That's so lovely. Thank you for calling in, you guys.
Thank you, Ivana.
Yeah.
Thank
of you. Course. Also, I really love the. What's it called? Like, calling out people about, like, not listening to the show. Like, calling out whoever's, like, listening to whatever whatever playlist on Spotify. I found that really funny.
I'm so glad you liked it. I just actually got the idea from a TikTok. So.
Oh,
Anushka is
you didn't
not
have to say that. I would have thought it was original.
Oh. I actually did come up with it.
Yeah,
I'm
you came up
really
with
smart.
It. There you go. There you go. Okay. Love the tunes, and you guys are doing a great job.
Aw, thank you so
much.
Thank
you so much,
Ivana. Yeah. Have a great night, guys.
You too. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Of course. Bye.
That was so funny. You can
I'm done. I knew it was so related. is watching. Ain't breaking my back, I'm lax, but Zam is cool. I've been moving my stash around, cause Zaps is watching. Yeah, counted up, man, got a minute up, man, take a look at this shit. This, yeah, I'm in the drop, but I'm kicking that box, but I'm clicking that stick. Baby, come down, I'm gonna put that strength on top of your head. Yeah, baby, lay down, can you handle that high, can you handle yourself? If I was a rapping baby, I would still be right Mercedes. If I was a rapping baby, I would still be right Mercedes. If I was a rapping baby, I would still be right Mercedes. If I was a rapping baby. Yeah. If I was a rapping baby, I would still be right Mercedes. I knew it was so related. My old bitch was overrated. If you pop that pill, remember, niggas fold like 150. If you want that cup, remember, niggas fold like.
You got a gun? What you gonna do with it? What you gonna do with it? What you gonna do with it?
Right. While we play postpartum by Injury Reserve, we'll be discussing some things, and Stuart is going to start us off.
Vinay, talk to us a little bit about the one versus multiplicity.
I cannot believe you would ask me that. I just feel like, you know, very simply, if Western metaphysics is founded on platonic core, the idea of, like, which is always characterizing you know, that separation between the one and the multiple is obviously cool stuff, which it is. Which it is. Then how do you figure out
I was hurting from birth.
So this guy, buddy,
got into my mental, yeah. All these little lowercase t's on instrumentals. Oh, please, just gonna be gentle. Yeah. Drawings from a stencil.
Mathematics.
I think it's totally fine. All about the tremble. But like,
see, why am I salty? Shit, I should be honest. Yeah. But now they running laps around me. See, that's sprawling. See, I'm just doing my thing. But then they profit like bees. To a pollen, now see, you see my problem.
I feel like just discourse with everybody. Kind of founded on making whatever we can. Honestly, I had a lot of fun in the locker room when I was reading like 4 hours. I've read Aristotle recently too. Aristotle is so bright, like so bright. So it was fun to like.
Oh, it's the translation, surely.
You think so? Speaking of that, I actually think I might want to pick up Greek.
Why? Because, oh, you love the Greeks, yeah?
Yeah, no, because
Greek freaks, am I right?
No, yeah, we actually, yeah, no, it's a good point. You know, Anushka and Stu and I were talking about the Greek freaks. About the world. Before we came here.
You guys were. I was talking about ecumenical patriarchs.
It's true. It's always what Stu talks about. You know. But the Greek freaks of the world, you know. They need to be eradicated or something.
What? Oh my, no.
Wait, no, sorry. I just feel like,
You mean like eradicated in the sense, like the Nietzschean sense of like,
right.
No more fatherlands.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Stop being defined by where you're from.
Exactly.
Yeah.
ethnic identity needs to be eradicated altogether, and maybe we can have a humanist world. But obviously, that's not how.
Why can't we all just get along? That's my question.
This is fundamentally, that's what I'm asking.
That's such a good transition.
Please call in. We want to know about how we can make a humanist world.
You can find the number if you Google
WMFO.org.
Well, okay, the number is 855-915-9636. I repeat, 855-915-9636. If anyone wants to call in.
You can repeat that because she's reading from a wall.
Okay. Do you want me to have the number memorized?
You should have it memorized.
Do you?
No.
Oh.
But I'm also not a radio host. So WFO, if you're listening to this again, please take one if you don't do off air.
I think I know why Vinay came on the show tonight. He's jealous that we have a show and he doesn't. And that's why he's been swearing and saying things about eradicating Greeks.
I totally forgot. Today I was gonna introduce Vinay by saying, alright Medford, say hello to
You have to get behind the desk sometimes. You just never bring your computer.
Punishka subordinates to the other side of the table.
No, I don't. Please.
Because the West always has to repress their love for young boys in the same way that Plato does. You know, like better athletes.
What do you think about Plato not even being a real person? And just being like the mouthpiece for Aristotle? Is that what the theory is?
No, it's
Socrates, yeah.
Yeah, no, he wasn't real. They always describe him as being extraordinarily ugly, though. It's really funny. Whenever I read, they always bring up ugly. That one statue.
I don't know if anyone's been able to hear us for the past. Like, I just opened my phone and I have a slew of text messages saying, I can't hear you, I can't hear anyone, I can't hear Stuart, I can't hear Vinay.
Oh,
but we really met because that was the best chat we've had on the show so far.
Yeah, we
so.
Just had a great chat if you're hearing this now, but. You know what they say, silence is the best speech, or something like that, I don't know.
You ever read Self-Reliance?
No.
Oh.
What's that?
Ralph Waldo Emerson?
No, I don't like that guy. He's from Boston, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, don't like him. Yeah, don't like him at all.
You know, what's his name? Thoreau, like, lived on his property.
Oh,
when
I thought it was...
He was, like, writing Walden, and he was just, like, living in... Ralph Waldo Emerson's backyard.
Yeah.
It's such a phony.
He would stew in the next 40 years. Yeah, sorry if you couldn't hear us, guys. Actually, no. I
pity
you guys.
In some ways, it's probably for the best. There was just, you know, some things were said. You know, it's actually due to the transcendentalists, you know, Emerson, Thoreau, and the like, that Americans have this perception that Buddhists are totally pacifist, and it's because a lot of translations of important Buddhist scriptures, a lot of these translations into English were performed by transcendentalists, and transcendentalists kind of co-opted, like, Buddha for the abolitionist cause, and... What? Why are you cutting me off?
Because it's time for
all right, well,
me to let
she's gonna cut off, but
yeah. It's for all my people, man, you know what I'm saying? You gotta start eating better. So you know. So we can promote more positive energy. If we eat fucked up things, you know what I'm saying? That's one of the reasons for fucked up thoughts, you know what I'm saying? Cause you are what you eat, literally. Go through you. I gotta eat to live. Look at what they feeding our kids. They don't want the righteous ones to give. I gotta eat to live. Yo, they ain't giving me dibs.
food for thought and knowledge for the kids. They throw shades on your dreams and tell you it is what it is. Looking for my exit out the biz. I gotta eat to live. And I ain't talking pork barbecue ribs. I'm talking about the food for the kids. You are what you eat, that's no lie. Bacterias and chemicals not seen with naked eyes. Think about it when you asking for them extra fries. And I ain't saying that I'm innocent, it's cause I'm not. No nutritional benefit in a lot of the things we eat just because we want it on the spot. 5 minutes later the food ain't even hot. No need to be rude, but we eating poisonous crop. Genetically modified, you could believe it or not. Health is real wealth, smell it out of the pot. I gotta eat to live, look at what they feeding our kids. They don't want the righteous ones to give. I gotta eat to live, yo, they ain't giving me dibs. Food for thought and knowledge for the kids. They throw shades on your dreams and tell you it is what it is. Looking for my exit out the biz. I gotta eat to live, and I ain't talking pork barbecue ribs. I'm talking about the food for the kids. We seen people come, we seen people go. Of health issues, that was way before they time, yo. But at the same time, we all just trying to shine, yo. That's why I had to put this in a rhyme, though. Beware all the shit you feed your mom, bro. Cause you might not wake in the morning, Alonzo. Sugary drinks, no water up in your console. Some of us need to make some changes pronto. I sit and think about things, I fed my temple. Your body is a shrine, so take care of them initials. I'll write another line to expose your GMO. If we don't eat the right things, then how can we fully grow? I gotta eat to live, look at what they feeding our kids. They don't want the righteous ones to give. I gotta eat to live, yo, they ain't giving me dibs. Food for thought and knowledge for the kids. They throw shades on your dreams and tell you it is what it is. Looking for my exit out the biz. I gotta eat to live. And I ain't talking pork barbecue ribs. I'm talking about the food for the kids.
Beginning on a never spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind, like a tunnel that you follow to a tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone, like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream, or the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Keys that jingle in your pocket, words that jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along a shore and leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drumming just the fingers of your hand? Pictures hanging in a hallway and the fragment of a song. Half-remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, you were suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of her hair. A circle in a spiral, a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever-spinning reel, as the images unwind like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
Stoned Ape Theory. Look it up. Learn the truth.
So for those that don't know, this song was actually in The Royal Tenenbaums by classic white male director Wes Anderson. There's also a lot of Elliott Smith in that
playlist soundtrack.
Yeah. This song was in it.
Guys, Timothy Chalamet, let's talk about him a little bit.
My mom loved Dune.
I hated it. It was very mediocre, very bland.
Yeah. My mom called me and said, you have to watch Dune. It's like, okay.
I think the fact that the West is currently obsessed with Timothy Chalamet proves Vinay's thesis from earlier on this show. About the thing with little boys.
Oh, no, yeah, 100%. Yeah. He's very princely. I'll give the film that. It was a good casting decision, but he's also just not that good of an actor. Unless he's playing a little gay boy who loves older men. That's a great film, by the way.
You like that one?
What is it called again?
Call Me By Your Name.
That one, yeah, really good.
I like that one too. My friend, my like straight friend Suyun, who is listening to, right now she's listening to... Last time I checked, it was...
Tell me it's too
She beyond. Turned it off. She turned off her listening history, but it was some weird shit. Anyway, she's a straight woman, and that's her favorite movie, and she's made me watch it like 3 times with her. And I don't really get it. Why do you like it so much?
I like movies that make me cry, which is like almost every movie I watch, but also that movie's just like nice. Like, I like the... I don't know. I like The Peach, too. You guys remember The Peach?
Yep.
I remember that.
I like the idea of coming into a peach. Just conceptually, it's my type of thing, you know?
Really?
Yeah, I've never done it before. I've done it to an orange, that's really it.
Are you serious?
Oh, no, just kidding. That would hurt. It's acidic. That's a good movie, though. I think he did a really good job. He's also from that place in Brooklyn, right? Well, that place in New York where all the... really annoying rich people are from at Tufts, yeah.
Manhattan?
Whatever it is,
Brooklyn?
I don't know. I will say, just as like a little thesis to conclude the statement, like seriously, all the rich white kids from New York at Tufts, get a hold of yourself, man. Like seriously, man, come on. Get it together.
Get it, move.
Yeah, like
move to New Jersey, at least try to be humble.
Move to New Jersey. Yeah, just paint your skin brown and move to New Jersey, you know? like all the other Indians in New Jersey, you know? It's good stuff. That's all I know about New Jersey, by the way, that there's a very large Indian population. Yeah, I don't know if you guys knew that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? Timothée Chalamet is also French.
Is he?
So that just proves, like, all French people are pricks, like, case in point, you know?
He wasn't born in France, though, right?
He speaks French. And, like, his last name
is... Oh, Anushka speaks French. That was weird.
That's how you say yes.
I know. It's so weird. Can you say Timothy Chalamet's name correct for me, please?
Timothée Chalamet. I don't know.
That sounds
about
right.
It's already, like, French. I don't know. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Yeah. Sorry to disappoint. I stopped taking it after high school.
Yeah. J'ai 12 ans.
Vinay's gonna start taking French. Should you get into French 1?
Yeah, I got into French 1.
Our friend Eli is also in French 1. Maybe you guys can sit together or something.
Yeah, I would love to sit with
him. You can have a little play date with him?
Yeah. I miss play dates. Yeah. Play dates were fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. It's a shame, you know, kids, not being kids, nostalgia, getting older. This is what Christmas is about. It's that tension between wanting to be young and wanting to be old. Now Stu's making another hand gesture. It's very rapid and violent.
The one thing I don't miss about playdates is holding in my pee for like 40 hours.
40 hours?
That's just you, Stu. I would always go pee when I wanted to.
Oh wait, I think you were telling me about this. I
had to save it for potions. You know when you would make potions?
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna play a song that Stuart actually removed from the playlist, but this is for Vinay because he put this song on the playlist that we all share.
This is gonna be our last song, you realize? This is what we want to go out with?
We don't want to do the Charlie Brown.
That already played.
It did?
Oh, yeah, we were talking over that. Oh. That's why I was talking about the Royal Tenenbaums.
Well, we should have just done the instrumental version.
That's what I wanted to do.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's what I wanted to do. Sorry. That's what I put on the playlist originally.
Oh, well. Yeah.
That's what happens when you go around changing everything that doesn't need to be changed.
I didn't change that.
It was all Stu. Don't listen to him.
Stu sits behind the desk, but really, he's the one that cracks the whip in this radio co-hosting situation.
Really?
Real Nietzschean.
He said cracks the whip, by the way.
Real Nietzschean, might I add.
Will to power much? That's all I know. So okay. I guess we're gonna play a Tony Bennett then.
Here it is, guys.
Give you to mine, yeah.
So.
I don't know what that was.
Also, WMFO in Medford, thanks for listening. Enjoy this final song.
Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree. Such pleasure do you bring me, oh Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, such pleasure do you bring me. Every year this Christmas tree brings to us both joy and glee. Oh Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, such pleasure do you bring me. Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, thy candles shine so brightly. Oh Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, thy candles shine so brightly. Each bough does hold its tiny light, makes each toy to sparkle bright. Oh Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, thy candles shine so brightly.